News Radio.
Are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:05 on December the 7th.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
That's right, December 7th, 1941, 70 years ago today at 9:50. Reading time, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and began World War II, the largest war ever. It began the greatest generation ever. It began the building of the United States. It took us out of a depression and isolationist, an isolationist mindset. And we then became the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the most powerful. We were the war arsenal for the free world, fighting against tyranny, murderers, and aggression throughout Asia and the Pacific and Europe.
And the Shasta County chapter of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association are gathering today on the steps of the Shasta County Courthouse to honor the 2,700 Americans who died and an additional 1,000 who were injured on December 7th, 1941. And, of course, it was during a sneak attack by the Japanese military. The Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony begins this morning at 9:50 at 1500 Court Street in downtown Reading.
And the members of the Pearl Harbor Association are Hilton Hank Reynolds, 87, Mel Fisher, 89, Robert McCullough, 92, and Mike Sotek, 89. And the two other members that are active members, Art Wynot, who is 90, and Carol Holcomb is 92. Three other members of the group died this year, John Russick, Van Harrison, and George Whitmer. So today, 9:50, just at the Shasta County Courthouse at 1500 Court Street, we're going to have a posting of colors, invocation, moment of silence at 9:55, remembrances and remarks, laying of the wreath, a rifle volley, taps, and benediction. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes, but these gentlemen are there, and we need to remember their sacrifices. And it was the beginning of, like I said, the largest war in our history of our world. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo Minute here with Susan Eastman.
Good morning. Stocks are lower amid renewed pessimism regarding the European debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 12,095. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1249. And the NASDAQ Composite is lower 30 points at 2619. Active stocks today, Ford is down a nickel, trading at $11, and Procter & Gamble is down 2 cents at $64.82. Lowe's is positive 21 cents, trading at $24.98. Local bank stocks of interest, North Valley Bank is down 12 cents at $9.63. Trico Bank shares down 18 cents, trading at $14.81. And Bank of Commerce is off a nickel at $3.24. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.06%. And over to commodities, gold is up $6.50 at $17.38 an ounce. Silver is down 13 cents at $32.61. And crude oil is down 70 cents, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. 7:10 in the morning. Of course, we're always here with Bad Bob. Say hello, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
We kind of got out of our sequence today because being December 7th.
That's all right.
And there, you know, the commemoration there this morning at 9:50.
It's nice to start with a solemn moment. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. You sound very solemn this morning.
And we also have Gary Cadd in the house.
Yeah, Gary Cadd's going to be here. He's going to be talking to us a little bit later here in a few minutes about the what happened at City Hall last night with the pot and our new mayor and a couple other things. But you know, but first, before we break into that, I just wanted to let you know how nuclear power progression is going forward. Not here, though. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates says he is in discussions with China to jointly develop a new kind of nuclear reactor. During a talk to China's Ministry of Science and Technology, the billionaire said the idea is to be a very low cost, very safe, and generate very little waste. Gates backs the Washington-based TerraPower, which is developing a nuclear reactor that can run on depleted uranium. He says TerraPower is having very good discussions with state-owned China National Nuclear Corporation. Gates says perhaps as much as $5 billion will be put into research and development over the next 5 years. Let me ask a question to Bill Gates, an American. Is why aren't you doing that here in the United States?
Good idea.
I mean, why are you going to China to do this? I mean, we need power. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars every year, you know, funneling it to the Middle East, who comes back at us and attacks, and not our friends. And so here's Bill Gates, who builds probably the richest company in the world. I mean, he's always the richest man in the world. Why is he doing it in China? Why doesn't he do it in Nevada? Why doesn't he do it in Idaho? Why doesn't he do it in Texas? Why doesn't he do it in a state that has many universities, like maybe California? Develop a nuclear reactor that uses depleted uranium and gives off very, very little waste.
Because he doesn't want to make a bunch of environmental lawyers rich. That's why.
Well, you know what? If that's the reason, more power to him. If we are at that point where we can't use our own resources to make something great for the United States and our country, where have we gone? Got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day, be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebach. 7:15 in the morning.
Currently 35 degrees downtown. I love it, though.
Make parts of your body cold?
Right. Well, you know what? Or actually, we've gone up just a little bit, 37 degrees, actually. We're going to have temperatures sunny today, beautiful skies with a high of 60. Just a little bit light northwest wind. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of around 34. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Getting ready for our New Year celebration out there with an 18-piece orchestra, a casino night, Stephanie Foose, a six-course meal, and a meal with wine pairing. Fabulous evening. Give a call, 474-5546. I know a lot of people wait to the last minute, but this is a special event that's happening in the tent with a fabulous, there's a lot of surprises that are going to be happening that night. So do join us out there. It should be the gala of the, and if you need transportation, they're going to be doing special buses from the Red Lion out to Ensemble, so you don't have to drive. And there's special hotel packages, especially for Ensemble customers that night.
Absolutely. Okay, after every city council meeting, we like to have our representative to the city council, Gary Cadd, come in.
Morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Gary's never missed the city council, which, on December 7th, the next day he went in and enlisted.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Actually, the meeting last night was quite interesting. First of all, because it only took 35 minutes to run through the open session of the meeting. They were in closed session for roughly an hour and a half. The main item on the open agenda last night was the Police Officers Association and their miscellaneous employees scheduled for classifications and wage rates. What this entails is one person, and it's going to be on the work release program for the new convicts we're going to be holding here in the county jail instead
of the realignment program?
The realignment, yes.
The realignment program that was handed to us.
Right. Yeah. And what is happening is instead of having a community service officer, it needs to be I call him pistol packer, but a sworn officer in this position because these individuals they'll be dealing with are more dangerous than what a community service officer would be taking care of. So they had to raise the rates on this one particular individual, and that was done last night. It's something that we need. You know, I don't like spending money, but that was something that we did need to do. So that was taken care of. And then the other issue was on the five issues on the closed session, and it was on the marijuana cooperatives, and the city has cross-filed on the lawsuit that the...
So what they're talking about, though, is this time is that they're shutting down the remainder of them.
Right.
Because they filed an injunction which failed, mm-hmm. and then I think seven decided they wanted to stay open in opposition to that, to oppose that.
Right.
And then so the city just went back in and just cross-filed against them and said shut down immediately.
Yeah, and what this is going to do, it'll make it a criminal complaint when they shut them down. They'll be shut down in one day. The city wouldn't have to go through a process to shut them down, which might take 6 months.
Right.
This will close them at one particular time. The judge says close them, they're done.
By the police.
As
opposed to the other ones, if they, you know, before it was going to be just a regulation thing.
Yeah, it'd be regulations through the city.
City regulatory committee is not the police, but now the police will shut them down.
Right.
Okay. It wasn't a lot of people. It looks like we're opposing that this time. I think the first vote had like 100 people from Occupy, Reading, and, you know, everybody, but I think it was just a few.
There were several people there last night keeping an eye on what they were doing, but there was two people that got up and spoke to the issue, and then they went into closed session, and that they made these decisions. So,
okay,
that was about what's going on there. One other thing, if I might, see if we got just a minute or two here, is there's an issue that's coming up before all of us. The city is coming to a city and county near you, and that is the Climate Action Plan. And it's something very interesting, and I have been studying it now for almost a year now. And sometime in the future, I'd like to come in and be able to talk about it. But it will change the way we live and the way we the retrofits on our homes. There could be voluntary and then forced to be mandatory. So
This comes out of the Board of Supervisors, right?
Well, yeah. Actually, where it's coming from is the County Air Quality Management District is working on this along with the transportation side of it.
Now, is this come down to us from the state, or is this just something the county?
No, this
is a state thing, right?
This is AB 32, SB 375, and Governor Schwarzenegger's executive order he signed back in 05, which the executive order basically says by 2050, we are going to be 80 greenhouse gas wise. We're going to be 80% below 1990 levels.
Right. So, in other words, this Green Act, or as other people call it, the destruction of business in California.
And
the loss of private property, because this is huge. When I talked to one of the Dave Kehoe about it, one of the supervisors, he said he didn't think it said that, but then he hadn't studied it as obviously as much as you have. So in fact, we're going to have Supervisor Hawes on Friday, and I'll ask him about this, that the possible impact of this on our community. I mean, but here's the thing: if the state says to do it, what can the county do?
Well, there's different levels.
We've got to take a break. We have somebody on the line here.
Okay.
I tell you what, why don't you hang on? Let's take a break. Got John on the line. We'll come back to him. So
we'll take a break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, Redding, California.
Looking to buy a home or investment property? Are you a first-time homebuyer? Did you know there is still a tax credit available? Well, my name is Pete Metz with Megastar Financial, and I have been helping people finance their homes in the Redding area now for 9 years. We offer FHA, USDA, VA, investment, and conventional financing. Even if you think credit or previous bankruptcy is a concern, call me, Pete Metz, to be pre-approved today at 530-221-7700, or you can visit me online at PeteMetz.com.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All that Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. The first and the most important reason to repair your windshield is to restore it to a safe condition. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the only windshield repair company that can repair what other shops can't and won't tell you what is possible. Jeff Wurst, the owner of Redding Crackmaster, would love to see you come by with your cracked windshield or a chip and let him tell you just how he can handle that for you. The number's 241-8373, and he is located at 3208 South Market Street.
Guarantees his work and does a great job. Okay, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, John. How are you? You sound very somber today.
I am very somber today.
Is this about what Obama has done, or is something else?
That's the secondary part. I'll get to that in a minute. But I have a question for Gary.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
This is really a surprise to me, but I saw you yesterday at Rick Bassetti's declaration for the beginning of his campaign for the assembly. And
yes,
I was wondering if this meant that you're endorsing him for that position.
You know, John, I think I'm going to answer your question this way. I know Rick. I like Rick. I was there. The thing that I want to mention is I'm going to run for Redding City Council this fall.
Good.
This next
Congratulations,
fall.
And I'll back you for it.
And when you
Say
do
that openly right now.
When you do that, you don't necessarily back somebody else when they're running for candidate. For a candidacy. So it's not meant to harm Rick, but I'm going to, as the political world states, you keep your powder dry. And you can draw the conclusion by my being present there is what you want to. How's that?
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's cool. I mean, I sometimes have been told that you back other people, and then sometimes it's been told that it can wind up hurting you. If somebody doesn't care for Mr. Bassetti, then they wouldn't vote for me because I backed him. So I'm just trying to say more or less even, Stephen, on what I would do.
I'm going to counter that because I'm going to vote for you despite that.
Okay, thank you very much.
What was your other thing, John?
The other thing was Obama.
Yeah, he's using state funds to
he's using federal funds to advance the best interest of homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders, and all the rest of those that he's
backing. Yeah, I saw that. We're kind of intruding again into other people's countries.
He wants other countries to have their aid cut off if they don't correct the course of their treatment of homosexuality. We'll just use that as a broad term. But all of that. He wants them to modify the paradigm of governance that they are using in their country to conform with ours in regards to this when we don't even have ours straight. Straight being an interesting term.
Okay.
But if there is no other reason that we need to get a concerted effort to get Obama out of there, and of course to
rectify the situation of our country right now. It's the worst it's ever been.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he is trying to inject the American moral standards, if they are in fact the moral standards, onto other countries around the world under threat of economic sanctions.
Yeah.
This is just plain wrong. I mean, it's despicable. It's wrong. It's wrong. It would be wrong in this country. I mean, if we cut off funding to various states from the federal government because they didn't correspond with his thoughts about homosexuality.
Well, they do. They hold the money key overs. And you know what? And it's not the first time we have threatened other countries not to do the thing we wanted by cutting out money away from them.
Right.
It's just this has something to do with the sexual orientation of people. So, hey, we got to run. A minute left. I got to finish up here.
Later.
All right. Thanks, John. Hey, we've got Dan Logue, Simmelman Logue, on the phone. And Simmelman, we've only got like a minute left in this segment. Can you hang on to through the news?
Sure, absolutely.
Great. If you can just do that, and then you know, Bob, put the Simmelman back on hold for a second. Let's finish up with Gary here. Gary, this is an hour long type of discussion on this thing, and I'd like to have I want to talk, to the supervisors and see what they're saying on this. And the fact is that according to this clean air, is it clean air? Or
yeah,
it's clean air group.
It's air, yeah, it, yeah,
air quality group. That
air
you've
quality.
Got to go back and redo all parts of your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it's first it's new homes, and then can we be forced to have to go back and retrofit our homes?
Retrofit our homes. It this is a whole scope of things. It's not. It would take an hour at least just to start.
Okay. All right. Well, Gary Catt, thank you so much,
thanks,
as usual,
Gary,
for being here. And you didn't mention Dick Dirkerson took over as mayor.
Starting, this is true. Dick Dickerson's
right.
mayor, and Rick Bassetti is vice
is
mayor.
Is vice mayor.
And
that's
Francie
right.
Sullivan is
on
mayor
deck.
Pro Tem. She's
that's
on
right.
deck.
She's on deck.
So they
okay.
had a good changeover last night.
All right. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:30 in the morning. We come back. We've got a Assemblyman Dan Logue on. Talk for a couple minutes. We also have Bill Wolford. We're going to be talking Knights of Mayhem.
Woo-hoo.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are trading lower as differences emerge between European officials struggling to craft a debt crisis deal ahead of this Friday's leadership summit. Traders say they hope European leaders will agree by Friday to link their budgets more closely. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 62 points. Applications for mortgages bounced back in the past week as interest rates continued to fall. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, demand for mortgages jumped almost 13% after steep declines in the prior week. Demand was boosted by people looking to refinance. And Netflix CEO says he's got his eye on a new rival. Reed Hastings told investors his biggest fear is a new web service from Time Warner's HBO called HBO Go. Hastings says the service will present a real challenge in the race to provide streaming content to users. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawing for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Vaught. It is 7:35 in the morning, December the 7th. 70 years ago,
chilly outside.
70 years ago today at 9:50 in the morning, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and began World War II. It's very chilly out.
Pearl Harbor Day. Currently 36 degrees. Going to be 60 degrees today. Beautiful sunny day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We do have a guest that's been holding, and we need to get right to
Assemblyman Dan Logue is calling in. Assemblyman Logue, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
We're doing fine.
Great.
You've got an event coming on that you wanted to talk about?
Well, it's a job sharing up in the city of Yreka. It's going to be particularly interesting. We're going to have legislators there. Also, we're going to have a jobs caucus staff there to listen to the issues that we can bring back to Sacramento. But I was able to secure a reporter from Fox News from Channel 11 LA, which is the second largest media market in the nation. I've been talking to her for quite a while about the struggles of doing business in California, and I wanted to bring particular attention to the North State. So she's going to come up to the North State and spend 3 days and talk to the businesses and the farmers and the ranchers and the loggers about, you know, the difficulties of overregulation and state government basically not being a friend of business but almost being a competitor.
Well, is she going to, is it the type of station to give a fair shake on it?
Absolutely. It's, she's been doing a series of reporting based upon the fact that California's ranked last to do business in the nation. And she's also talked about the second highest unemployment rate in the country. And the bottom line is our budget is shrinking because businesses are leaving California. So I was able to really sit down with her and explain to the dynamics in Siskiyou County and the difficulties in Shasta and the mountain region on the overregulation, the difficulties of logging, the difficulties of putting people to work. So their station is pretty excited about it, and we're hoping that this will get the message out that this state has got to change the way it does business.
Well, it absolutely does. Unfortunately, sometimes you just keep throwing it up in front of the ones controlling the Assembly and the Senate, and they just continue to ignore it and they continue to throw money at priorities that make no sense.
Absolutely right. I think the one way that we could turn the state around is to get the people of California to rise up and stand with us when we fight back them raising taxes, which is the highest tax state in the country, and basically regulating businesses almost as a way of living. It's got to stop. I believe this is going to be a defining year for our state, and you know, it's going to be getting the people involved and getting the information out to where they understand that you cannot fund the schools and you cannot fund law enforcement if you crush business. You can't be for jobs and against business at the same time.
No, you can't, because the one thing that would fix every problem we have right now in California would be jobs.
Absolutely.
And employment, which means regular taxes going in, and then a tightening of the belt in areas that I still don't understand. We passed DREAM Acts, we're passing laws that hurt business, we're passing laws that raise the cost of power. I mean, right then for a PG&E, this new raise they had for the solar power fiasco will raise the cost of energy to twice as much as you pay. I mean, is it twice as much or 200% more? I mean, it's just, or 2.5, or is it 200%? Because they don't know.
You know, you hit it right on the head. And as Chief Minority Whip, I was able to help keep our caucus basically on the reservation, and we stopped $60 billion in tax increases last year, but they're going to come back for another bite of the apple this year. The bottom line is, like you said earlier, we have the highest paid taxpayers in the nation. Raising taxes and watching the economy shrink is not the way to do it.
Well, okay, now this meeting up in Yreka, it's going to occur when?
December 12th at the convention center between 10 a.m. and 12 o'clock.
And so everybody's invited to that, is that correct?
Absolutely, and we want people to come and listen to it. We're going to have 8 businesses testify on the difficulties of and what their struggles are in California and how we can help them expand the economy in the North State, logging industry, agriculture, restaurants, dealers, you name it. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. All right, this is Assemblyman Dan Loke, who is...
Our third assembly district.
And the third assembly.
Which includes the communities of Butte, Lassen, Nevada, Placer, Pluma, Sierra, and Yuba.
That's right.
Yes.
And the meeting is going to, or the mini convention will be on December 12th from 10 to 12 up in Wairika at the Convention Center.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and let's see if, you know, maybe this can open the eyes of some of the sleepy ones in Sacramento.
I sure hope so, Carl. It's not easy to do that, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody's getting their pitchforks out.
I agree.
So maybe a march on Sacramento to say enough is enough.
You know, Carl, the one thing that could fix this whole thing is a part-time legislature and make these legislators who are passing laws that are crushing business and jobs, make them get their paycheck from the private sector.
Yeah, how about that? Imagine that happening.
Well, instead we're going to make it happen next year.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Okay, thank you very much, Dan. You take
thank
care.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you, Dan. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have, well, you probably have been seeing it on TV recently, if you like jousting and knights and mayhem. Oh, we're going to be talking to a local guy right here who is one of those knights. Uh-huh. Casey and our 1460.
Our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Freedom is the only thing, means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today. 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
California Auto Repair at Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:44 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in the business for 30 years. Oh, well, it's more than that, since November 20th, 1985. You got a saw, a knife, router bit, shaper cutters, or garden equipment, anything. You know, this is the time of year you're using those cutting instruments to cut that wood down for those cold days, and it's like only like 35 degrees out there. So you got to make sure that those blades are sharp. Those, you know, your regular saws, axes, and of course your chainsaws. And they do that at R&B Sharpening. They've been doing it the best for over 35 years. Going down and visit them at 6915 East Side Road, or give them a call at 530-365-1479, or check out their website at bandsaw-blades.com. That's R&B Sharpening.
Well, you know, we just recently, I had Dan Logue on, Assemblyman Dan Logue, and he was talking about here he's going to be speaking up in Eureka and talking about businesses and farms and what we have to do to come together, which really is a beautiful segue into our next guest.
Bill Whitford from Kubler Furniture, and you're here to talk about that, but then we've got a couple other things we want to talk to you about.
Good morning, world famous adventurer.
Let's start off. Let's roll into the business aspect because you know you are the face of Kubler's Furniture and the voice and the creative person behind that, the shopping center and all the stores. Tell us what's going on.
Heavy into our Christmas season right now at the shopping center, so all the stores are all decorated up, and this is the Shasta Shopping Center on Churn Creek Road, where Kubler's is located. We do management of that property as well, since the Kubler's own it. And so the shopping center is still very full in comparison to a lot of commercial properties around town right now. So, we're doing a lot of different things to keep our vendors happy, all our people who are renting there. So we do a lot of promotional stuff and things like the Halloween event we just got through doing with the Haven Humane, which was, you know, very successful.
Halloween,
yes. It was a very successful event.
Yeah, we pair up with Haven Humane on a few
occasions. Are you selling Christmas trees in the lot?
We started to, but then something happened with one of the trucks that was supposed to be coming down to bring the bring the trees down, so we had to cancel our lot this year. So maybe next year, we're looking for a nonprofit to come in and do it instead of before we had a for-profit type of thing. We'd like to support the nonprofits. And
you
put
do,
them in.
And you've been very generous with the veterans, the veteran community hold barbecues to raise funds. You guys have been great. You really put yourself out into the community, the Shasta Center and the Kubler family, and you kind of manning the ship there and making sure. Are there new stores? Could you share with us what's happening in the center?
Well, right now we've got we were 100% full up until just recently, so the stores are all kind of been in place for a few years. We just had one opening up, the Clyde's building moved out, and so we have one big large space opening, kind of an anchor space. So if anybody's looking for a great space, that one is available.
And I've looked at it. I've been in there. I mean, you can't imagine all the space you have, and you're not even paying for all of it.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
And you've got showers. I mean, everything you can possibly imagine. If you've got a lot of businesses could go in there.
Absolutely. It used to be a women's gym, and it's perfect for anything. Yeah. And we really don't even charge for the upstairs. It's got a whole, almost 4,000 square feet of upstairs space that we don't even charge for. We just charge them for the downstairs space.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's got showers, offices. It's got any storage areas up there. I was over there walking by, and we went in and took a look at it.
Well, I'm sure we do have questions. What's going on with Kubler's?
Right now, Kubler's, we're starting today with a special special sale. It's a Big Red Riot, kind of a red tag sale that we're doing for Christmas. And we've got everything marked down. As a matter of fact, we're closed until noon today so we can finish marking everything down. And then we're going to basically open up. And today we'll be open from noon to 9 p.m., which is unusual for us. We're, usually close at 6:30, but we're still doing some extended hours in the Christmas season. And we're trying to, just generate business because it's tough out there right now.
Well, like some people say, what do you want for Christmas? I mean, usually the answer is jewelry. I want a mattress.
Absolutely. Furniture is a woman's second best friend.
I want a mattress. Yeah, and a couple new tables, seats, kind of thing like that. But perfect time to do it.
That's right.
So stay local.
Locally owned and great. It's a great place. And in the, and you have quality. quality furniture. So,
well, yeah, and we've been in business for 37 years. You know, most of the other local areas. You know, this is a locally owned business, like you said, and so we're big proponents of the shop local events and what's going on.
Okay.
Well, when we get back from this break,
we can take a quick break.
You know, we're talking to Bill Woodford, and Carl and I are kind of like these reality shows. You know, we like Storage Wars, and, you know, there's a couple gun, you know, anything
yep.
that... Yep. Yep. Yeah, my God, there we were last night.
Yep.
And so, anyway, there's a new show that's hit, and we are just feel so close to it because... Well, you know what? You're going to have to hear about that when we come back from these messages, because there's a guy right here that's right in the middle of it. Yeah, this is so exciting. Carla Linda Bott, along with our guest Bill Woodford from Kublish Furniture, and he's one of those guys on Nights of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
It may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Vernon. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, 7:53 in the morning, December 7th, the day of infamy, began World War II and gave birth to the greatest generation. Our guest, Bill Woodford. Bill's in here, and we were talking about, of course, Kubler's furniture, but now we're going to talk about Nights of Mayhem, which is the newest reality show, where the guy and where men dress up in thousands of dollars worth of armor.
Real armor.
And try to knock each other off the horse in real jousting.
It's real. It's definitely, these guys are hitting each other with a lance that is solid, and They're taking each other out of the saddle. It's tournament-style jousting that we've been doing for a long time, but the TV shows are just starting to happen now, and it's great because you get to really see the medieval train wreck that does happen.
But this is something you've been doing for a long time. Share with our listeners your history in getting involved in this sport.
We can go back way back when the world was flat, but I started back in the 70s by attending a Renaissance fair with my brother and loved it so much that I went back the next week and dressed up dressed up like Conan the Barbarian the next week, and I had a great time and enjoyed myself. And by the following year, I was involved in the Queen's Guard and doing reenacting and that kind of thing for quite a few years. And after I'd been doing it about 10 years, I was running a group called the Constables, which was kind of a slapstick kind of comedy group, kind of along the lines of the Keystone Cops of the medieval times. And this guy that was doing the joust at that show saw what I was doing with them and said, hey, why don't you become a jouster? And I said, well, that sounds like fun. So yeah, I became a jouster. We went to a medieval jousting camp up in Tahoe and just had a great time and was in the show. And I've been going great guns ever since. Been doing competition jousting for almost 20 years.
Do they still have that camp in Tahoe?
No, it was kind of a one-time thing. We all got together up in Tahoe and learned how to joust.
Now, for those people, I'm just going to just let me hear quickly, Carl. I know you're like trying to say ask a quick question.
I'm just trying to speak.
I would like to have our listeners get a visual of Bill. If you've not met Bill, I mean, most of you who are North State people and have lived here a long time know who I'm talking about when I say Bill Whitford. But how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
But you feel, I think you're like 6'5", and strapping.
Maybe
and,
wide.
You know, no, just this a creature of a person that also you're in Reading Improv.
Yes, I am. I love that group. We have so much fun.
And that's important that they know is that Bill is not a knuckle dragger. He is. He's in improv. He's in comedy and all this. And that you do, you're like a truly almost like a Renaissance man. And I use that term very, very tightly because you do a number of different things. A mountain man. Ride your Harley, a businessman, owned restaurants. I mean, you've been doing a lot here in the North State.
Yeah, I've been here for quite a while. Yeah, but sometimes I drag my knuckles.
Yeah, well, it's okay if we drag our knuckles only because we get knocked off the horse. But we only got a few minutes left. Well, let's talk about some specifics. The armor that these gents wear, it weighs about...
Depending on how much of it they're wearing and how much chainmail is involved underneath it, there's between 100 and 150 pounds of armor that they're wearing. Yeah,
and then you put them on a horse, which is a specially trained horse.
Absolutely, jousting horses are you have to teach a horse to run at another horse. Most horses are their natural instinct is to run with a pack. Right. Behind a leader, and to get a horse to run directly at another horse, especially with a stick and a guy in clanking armor and stuff like that coming at him, is not natural for a horse.
It's not natural for a man. Now you joust with the wooden lances are made of a special wood. Otherwise, you'd be killing each other up there.
Well, yeah, tournament lances. I mean, a lot of the show lances that you'll see, like in say medieval times or something like that, those are balsa wood lances where they're made to break apart. They're very soft, and but they take a little bit of power to break anyway. But these lances that you're seeing are they're solid wood. The ones you see in the tournament joust, like you'll see next week on Knights of Mayhem, are solid wood. They're a closet dowel. And they're definitely solid.
Oh, okay. So those are not breakaways.
Not breakaways at all. In tournament jousting, where these guys are doing it for money, like last night's show where you saw it in Vegas, there's $2,000 worth of wood probably broken in one day there.
And they hit that chest plate.
Yeah,
I just think about the damage. How the impact on the chest and the bones and
it hurts. Definitely. As they became better at jousting, originally jousting started out with shields and it was a thing of war. But as they were practicing it more and more, the shield got smaller and smaller, and then it was attached to the arm, and eventually it just became attached directly to the left shoulder, which is called a gridded grand guard. And if you look at the thing, it's got crisscrosses and it's painted a different color, so it becomes the target. And so that's as jousting became more refined, and they were making better armor and better helmets and things like that, it became a I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's 1 minute.
Yeah.
Bill, you're in one of these, right? Or in a couple of these now that they've discovered you and now they want you in all the shows, but you should be on what, next week?
I make my appearance next week. I was being the kind of the Yoda of jousting, they brought me in to be a judge at the World Championships in Estes Park, Colorado this year. And I have competed in that show quite a few different times. But this time they brought me in as a judge, and then so I ended up as a judge in the show next week.
Great. Okay, our guest is Bill Woodford, Cubular Furniture, but also Knights of Mayhem. We're going to have you back on again after the show. Let's talk about that. When we come back, Anderson Mayer and Norma Komnick will be in here to join
us. Thank you. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Impeached, ousted, convicted, soon sentenced. Rod Blagojevich finds out today how long he'll go to prison. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live inside the Chicago courthouse.
Dave giving a thumbs up. Rod Blagojevich's attorney heads up to the courtroom and when asked to make a comment, says there's nothing to say. The ex-governor himself is expected to speak after the prosecution gives a short presentation. Then Rod Blagojevich, who's now in the building, will be sentenced for, among other things, trying to sell President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat. The government is asking for 15 to 20 years in prison. Many legal experts think it will be closer to 10 years behind bars. Dave?
Jennifer in Washington.
The bonds that exist between Israel and the United States are unshakable.
Mitt Romney and the other Republicans running for president going after the Jewish vote today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Romney hurled the most forceful blast so far toward President Obama, saying he's been to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Turkey.
Yet in 3 years in office, he hasn't found the time or interest to visit Israel.
While John Huntsman talked the big picture in a long-ignored conversation
about what it means to be a friend and ally of the United States, and that must change.
Frontrunner Newt Gingrich due to speak in about 3 hours to the Republican-Jewish coalition. One major candidate not here is Ron Paul. He wasn't invited due to his call to cut all U.S. foreign aid, including aid to Israel, Dave.
Rich, more than a week after Syracuse fired assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine over claims of child sexual abuse, a plea from a DA.
I cannot emphasize enough how I encourage any possible victim to draw on the strength of Bobby Davis and Mike Lang and to come forward and to report any abuse to law enforcement.
That's Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick. He says the two men who accused Bernie Fine have credible allegations, but there has been an expiration of the statute of limitations on the potential case against Fine, who's not faced any charges so far. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Quality never goes out of style. And the quality of the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt at just $19.95 will make it the staple of your wardrobe. This special introductory offer won't last forever, so act now to get the quality, comfort, and style you can only get from the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt. Order today and receive free monogramming, a $9.75 value. Go to 1995shirt.com and enter promo code SLEEVE. That's 1995shirt.com, promo code SLEEVE.
Homegrown terrorists targeting the U.S. military, a problem that's brought the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees together for the first time at a hearing this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The attack on Fort Hood and a shooting at a military recruiting station are proof. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman warns Al-Qaeda is targeting the U.S. military.
Since 2001, law enforcement has thwarted and prosecuted more than 30 plots or attacks against military targets within the United States.
But ranking House Homeland Security Committee Democrat Benny Thompson worries.
Focusing on the followers of one religion as the only credible threat to the nation's security is inaccurate, narrow.
And Thompson says the focus on Islam overshadows other threats from extremist groups, Dave.
Jared, another Occupy encampment broken up. This time in San Francisco early this morning, police moved protesters out of a downtown plaza, arresting about 70, taking down more than 100 tents. Now, on the much-protested Wall Street, the Dow's down 41 points. It's December 7th. 70 years after the one President Roosevelt declared was
a date which will live in infamy.
Calling it America's first battle of World War II, President Obama remembered the 2,400 Americans killed in the Pearl Harbor attack. In a written statement, he said those that fought and died on that dark day 70 years ago did so heroically, despite overwhelming odds, inspiring the nation and putting it on a path to victory. Remembering their sacrifices, the president reaffirmed a commitment to carry on their work, to keep the country strong, free, and prosperous. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
American is firing back at Alec Baldwin, who says he'll never fly that airline again after he was kicked off an L.A. to New York flight yesterday. American says the actor refused to turn off his phone when it was time to depart and got so angry he went into the bathroom, slammed the door shut, then was extremely rude to the crew using offensive language. Baldwin says he was just playing a word game and the plane hadn't moved from the gate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:05 in the morning, December 7th, the 70th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. And by the way, that means is that we have just a sound bite on this.
Stall for time.
Okay, I'm stalling for time. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. The Shasta County chapter of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
70 years ago today, at 9:50 in the morning, California time, we were attacked by the Japanese. At Pearl Harbor, over 2,400 Americans died, and 1,000 more were injured. And today at 9:50 on the steps of the courthouse, they're going to honor our survivors. And to remember Pearl Harbor. And our survivor, we have a Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. And they are Hilton Hank Reynolds, Mel Fisher, Robert McCullough, and Mike Sotak. Also inactive members of the Pearl Harbor Survivors are Art Wynott and Carol Holcomb. And this year we've had three members of the Pearl Harbor Survivors die. John Russick, Dan Harrison, and George Whitmire. So today at 9:50... please head on out to the Pearl Harbor Monument at the Shasta County Courthouse at 1500 Court Street, and they're going to have posting of the colors and a moment of silence and remembrances. So, 70 years ago today.
And if you're just tuning in with us, of course, you're listening to KCNR 1460. According to what I'm seeing here, it's 30 degrees. Reading weather is 30 degrees, unless you've got something else there, Bob. 36. Isn't that interesting how we vary with the 5 degrees there or the 6 degrees? But currently, let's just say 36 degrees. It's going to be a chilly day. And we're looking at a temperature of 60 degrees today, a beautiful, bright and sunny day here.
Yeah, just make sure you dress up warmly when you run over there to the Pearl Harbor ceremony. Hey, now we're heading to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Investors remain cautious as European officials head into 2 days of discussions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 36 points at 12,113. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 1251. And the Nasdaq Composite is off 23 points at 2626. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. Bank of America is trading up a penny at $5.79. Citigroup is down 80 cents at $28.95. And ConocoPhillips is down 49 cents at $72.05. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo is down 22 cents at $64.43 per share. North Valley Bank is down a nickel, trading at $9.70. And Bank of Commerce is off 5 cents at $3.25. Treasuries are rallying. 10-year note is 2.05%, while the 30-year bond is 3.08%. Commodities today, gold is up 20 cents at $17.32 an ounce. Silver's down 31 cents at $32.42, and crude oil is now down $1.50 at $99.78 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hi, this is Carl Bott, and that is our that was our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. That goes at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Yeah, I don't know why I started out with me, but I just, you know. It's one of those days. We got like 12 things going on, and I just remembered. The only thing I really knew was my name, and I'm glad I got it right.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we have Mayor Norma Comnock from Anderson and Assistant Manager Jeff Keezer. We'll be right back.
Throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old. Meek in the fold. Ding dong, ding dong. That is their song. With joyful ring, all caroling. One song to hear. Words of good cheer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:11 in the morning on December the 7th. It's 35 degrees downtown. And I just want to remind everybody about the Northern California Veteran Cemetery Wreaths Across America. That's going to happen Saturday, December 10th. And it begins at 12 noon out there at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO. They're going to be remembering our fallen veterans with a short program, but then we're putting wreaths on every one of the gravesite markers. It begins, like I said, at noon with an opening prayer and then the national anthem sung by the wonderfully talented Linda Bott. Pledge of Allegiance and a couple of other things that are going on there, but we're going to be there to, it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. And if you have not participated in this, please come, please bring your children, bring your grandchildren, let them also participate and remember those who have given for our country, those who have served our country.
We want to thank the Chat Pack. You guys are hilarious, and we watch you so far. We've had somebody who had a bear that swam in their pool. The poodle came in with the maple pods on his feet. We've talked about politics. We've talked about, you know, of course, we're going to have our little Chat Pack breakfast tomorrow, but we appreciate you guys so much for being part of our KCNR family. And speaking of family.
And by the way, that Chat Pack breakfast, people that are in our chat room, but you're also invited to the Country Kitchen at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We just sit down and we talk about things that are going on in the community, and Chief Paletti is going to be there tomorrow. Now, speaking of community, we have had our next guest on several times, the mayor of Anderson, Norma Comnock. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful today.
You're always wonderful.
You're always wonderful.
You are just the best disposition. And, of course, our assistant city manager, Jeff Keezer, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
All okay. Right. We
need to get you
guys right up on
there.
Those microphones.
Yep.
I know. It's just kind of weird to you know, feel like you guys speak into this piece. But, anyway, welcome to the program this morning. And we have several things on the agenda to speak with you about or have you share with us what's going on. Do you want to start off, Mayor?
Sure. Well, first of all, our city manager is leaving on the 21st, right? 21st. Be her last day there. We're going to have a little get-together for her in the afternoon at, I believe it's 4:30. It's just a kind of like a goodbye type of thing. Some goodies, not a full dinner, but just some goodies there. So everybody's invited. They'd like to say goodbye to Dana. And that's...
Now she's going back to her home or someplace.
Well, she's going closer to her, and we understand why she's doing this because both of her parents, both hers and Paul's parents, live near that area, so it's easier for them to take care of them and help them out with that.
Completely understandable.
So it is, and we're not happy to lose her, but we understand why she's going.
Well, it is, and she's been doing. She does a lot for the city there, but yeah. I'm sure that in your capable hands of Jeff Keyser here will be. You've been working with the city manager. Yeah. Obviously.
I've been working with Dana for several years. We are certainly going to miss her, but we're also certainly very happy for her to move on and be closer to her family and pursue the things that she wants to pursue. But Anderson will continue on and continue doing the good things we're doing down there, and we look forward to the new challenge and moving forward.
Well, one of the things on the agenda that I think that is on the tips of or the tip of everyone's lips is that you guys seem to have reached an agreement with the police department. Can you share that with us?
Yes, we did last night.
Last night?
Yes. We had a closed session before our regular session, and we have. This has been going on for some time, and, mm-hmm. and you know, this is what we want, and this is what they want, and so we finally came to an agreement last night. And so we're good for till the end of June 2013.
Oh, fabulous. So just rest peacefully knowing that everybody's there, you know, there's yeah. no strike, everything's, you know, there it is, till 2013. Well, that's comforting.
But the police department can't strike.
Okay. Well, they but they still can try to redo contracts and reach it. Yeah. Okay, you've reached your agreement. All right. So that's
we're good for basically a year and a half.
All right. So tell us about the finance part of what's going on, because everybody's always curious what's happening in all departments, usually in any county or mm-hmm. city. What's happening in Anderson?
Well, we have less revenue than we've had, you know, in the last couple of years. And it's not just us, it's everybody's down. Mm-hmm. But we have adjusted, and right now we have still pretty good reserve. But we've cut back. We've had a couple of retirements that we didn't replace, and then we just have adjusted with some things that you just can't do if you don't have that kind of money. So we've made adjustments, and we're okay. We still got our head above water, and more than some other cities are.
So you're still in the boat, as opposed to
yes.
just kind of floating alongside it. Then
no, we're in the boat.
Okay, you know, one of the things that
boat.
Yeah, one of the things about that Anderson has done well in the past is attract businesses, and have a climate friendly for businesses. Is that still continuing?
It is, but not as much as it was before, because the economy like it is, I think we've had some closing. Our theater, we're hoping that it's going to reopen. That will be a big help.
That was too bad, because they did a lot of things for veterans at that theater.
They did. They did, and they did a lot of things for community, too. They were good community supporters. So what we're hoping is that this will reopen soon, and that will be... not only to the city of Anderson, but the outlets. It'll help the outlets, too.
Okay, you know, as you say, things are tough and getting tougher. I don't see it changing a lot here in this year.
No.
So, I mean, is Anderson doing something to... but, I mean, I know that everybody wants to tighten their belt, but areas you're going to be tightening your belt really at?
Well, probably our next item we're going to talk about is we have retirement, and that's Jeff's department. Jeff is also our public works and parks department. He does all of those kind of things as well as our assistant city manager, so we'll let him talk about the what's going on in that part of the city.
Jeff, okay. You took us on a fabulous tour, you and Norma, and we got a chance to really see the waterways and the parks, and you have some beautiful properties.
We're very fortunate in Anderson. You know, Anderson River Park is certainly the jewel of the North State. People come from all over to enjoy our parks, and we do have a big change going on. Our longtime park supervisor, John Hardgrave, is retiring and moving on towards retirement, and we'll be looking at filling that. We'll probably fill that from within staff. We have about 400 acres we maintain in the parks, and John's the primary responsible person for that. But times are tough, but we look to be innovative, things we can do automated that we haven't done before. For example, we went from manually reading the water meters to an automated meter that we just now one person drives around, and it automatically picks up all the meter readings. So we're always looking at things that can save us money, be innovative, be cost-effective.
So can those electric water meter readers cause heart attacks to people from 8,000 yards away?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We have a caller before we go to break?
Well, no, let's go to break first because this is going to take a little bit. So we'll just go to a quick break and we'll come back to John. He has a question for Mayor Tomnick. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:19 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering 2 cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:22 in the morning, December the 7th, 70 years ago today, we began World War II. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Take a look at these Estate Granite and Marble. They can fit almost any budget. You talk to them, they'll come out to your house. Mike Huber will come out to your house. He'll look at it. He'll see what he can do to help in the kitchen, the bath, tabletops. He does fire pits that are absolutely beautiful. We'll build them to what you want, to exactly the size. Give him a phone call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE or go to the website estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber. We've seen what he does, and we like his work. Our guest is Mayor Norma Comnick from Anderson and also the Assistant City Manager, Jeff Keiser, and we've got a phone call. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And I don't normally add into your commercials, but Estate Marble does a fantastic job. Those fire tables that they build, the fire pit tables, fabulous.
Yeah.
Just fabulous.
Fabulous.
Aren't they? I mean,
yep.
It really is. It is. It's kind of
good morning, John.
Anyway, yeah, John.
Good morning. And Mike and his wife are delightful.
Oh, yes, they absolutely are.
That always
Thank
helps,
you.
Too.
Yes.
You know, when the people
the
you deal
owner.
With. Yeah, the owner.
He is the owner, so the buck stops there.
Yeah, when you deal with them, it's nice when the people are friendly.
Yeah.
Good
just
morning,
like Anderson.
Linda. It is so nice to hear your ebullient voice in the morning.
Well, thank you. I feel like I have to kick the guys around the block a few times to get them going. You know, they're just
it
like, come
helps.
On.
It always helps.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Good morning, Mayor Comich.
Good morning.
And I hope you don't mind my calling you Norma, because I know you. You don't know me that I know you, but I do.
That's fine. Not a problem.
Listen, I'm not sure you're going to be able to respond to the question I have.
Okay.
But, I mean, other than to say you can't respond to it, and that's fine. But last week, Mr. Bellinger, Jason Bellinger, was allowed to withdraw his guilty plea, enter a not guilty plea, and everything was set aside. The probation was terminated, and the case was dismissed. Are you going to be able to bring him back on to the fire department in Anderson? Because I know this man, and he's a good man.
You're right. He was a very good firefighter, and I am no longer on the fire board because now we have an elected board. But so you're right. I can't answer the question as to whether or not he can come back to work, because that is the fire department, which, you know, like I said, I no longer have any say so in it. Dear friends, yes, he was a very good fireman, and this decision apparently is legally fine, and I'm okay with that. And if he comes back, that's fine.
He's got great training, and he really was a good firefighter. And that's really all I had to say. Good luck down there in Anderson. I know you guys are going through the same tough times we are. I like the fact that you've got some reserve and have planned for what's happening. Sad about the theater, and I do hope you get somebody back in, and I hope they're as good at management as that attorney team was, because they did a great job. I loved that theater.
Well, we're hoping the same thing, John.
Real butter
you.
On the popcorn.
Yeah.
And indie films.
Just good people down there.
We'll have to ask. Well, we'll find out more about that. We'll talk about that. And thank you, John, for your call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, the outlets are pretty wonderful down in Anderson as well. Let's talk about something you've got coming up as well before we take our break. Let's talk about the Anderson Crab Feed. It's the Rotary Crab Feed, right?
It is the Rotary Crab Feed, and both Jeff and I are Rotarians in Anderson. And it will be on January the 14th. At the fairgrounds in Anderson, where we always are. Tickets are $35 each, and they are on sale at this time.
We attended last year, and there was a wonderful band. We danced, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. Of course, we attend that, and it seems to be the season of the crab feeds. Mm-hmm. We got to kick it off with the Rotary Crab Feed.
We're the first one, and then there's more that follows that. But we have what we do is we go. We have a team that goes over to Crescent City and picks up 3,300 pounds of crab. And they're cleaned and fresh frozen, and they come back on Friday, and then we have them on Saturday.
So you have a team. Are the team from Anderson that goes over?
It's Rotarians. There's about four or five of them that they go over and they pick them up.
3,300
pounds.
Pounds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm still just thinking, wow, that's a ton plus. It's almost 2 tons.
Yeah, a ton and a half.
Yeah, a ton and a half. And then you make the world famous. Clam chowder.
Yes,
too.
We can thank John Sheriff for that. He's our chowder person. We have salad to go with it, and then we have crab, and sometimes last year we had a little bit left over, and we sold it in bags. So if there is leftovers, we had, I think, 780 people, I think, is what we counted last year for them.
So that's almost just about a month away.
Yes.
So you've got, you know what, I get my whole crab fix in the month of January.
Yeah.
I mean, we go to...
Oh, we have the hats and the melted butters and the crackers.
Oh, I've got my crab hat.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah,
which
the whole
I wear.
Thing. I mean,
and,
we go out.
We go to the Rotary, and then we go to the...
We bring our own butter.
Crescent
we bring
Center,
our own...
The Women's Refuge. Uh-huh. You do that one, and then, you know, I mean, and I think... Actually, one year there was a third one, but it, for some reason, by the time you hit the third one, you could care less. You know, you kind of look around and see what else is going on there. You go over to the bar.
Oh, it's just nice to support the community.
Yeah, but with those are just outstanding. Let's go on to that. You know, you've got a couple other things happening that are new, like the Shasta Cascade logging conference is back.
Yes, I went to a meeting yesterday. I for 23 years I was their secretary treasurer for that group, and now I do. Help with the Ladies' Day, and that's when this year everything is coming back to Anderson, the dinners and all those kind of things. And we are at the city. We're contributing our community room for the ladies' luncheon, and the Anderson Rotary Club is cooking the food for them.
Okay.
So it's an Anderson project, and we're very happy because that brings a lot of people, a lot of money into the city.
But how many people do you think the conference in general brings?
You know, they count them by day, and it's because you don't know how, you know, you may go every day and you get counted twice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that there's probably 20,000 people overall that will go through. A lot of people, and will bring the kids to look at the equipment and things like that, and they have some contests. You know, they have an axe throwing contest, and they have different things that we have a
yeah, we got into, I think the media gets into that, and they have, like, the axe throwing and...
Wrapping up the chain around the log. And
yeah, and try not to wrap yourself into
yes.
it.
And but there's also wonderful speakers. They brought in Sarah Palin mm-hmm. before, mm-hmm. and they have a wonderful ladies' luncheon. But the speakers are pretty fabulous.
Well, they are, but they also have a school project, too, where the schools, they bring their buses, and they take them up to Shingletown.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a day thing. They feed them lunch, and it's they have probably, I'm going to guess, maybe somewhere around 400 kids that do that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we've got like a minute left. Now, where's the conference itself going to be held? In one of the halls
it's
down
the,
there?
The whole thing, all the fairgrounds.
And that's
all
February 10th
okay.
through the 12th.
Yes.
Well, they used to have it down there.
That's what I'm saying. It's back.
It used to be down there.
The conference is back. In Anderson.
This is about the 62nd, maybe, conference.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And I was surprised that, you know, of course, we just moved here, that they have the impact they can bring in Sarah Palin, and she played twice.
Yeah.
She spoke twice there. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds before the break. Our guest is Anderson Mayor Norma Komnik and Assistant City Manager
Jeff
Keezer. When we come back, we want to talk about what the plans are for Anderson this year. What do you see happening in Anderson this
year? And let's talk about that Veterans Walk of Honor.
That's right, when that happens, too. Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Child sex abuse allegations against a former Syracuse University assistant basketball coach. Too late to prosecute him, says District Attorney William Fitzpatrick.
If presented with these two victims today, then the statute of limitations had not run, there would be criminal charges against Bernie Fine that I would ethically feel comfortable asking a jury to convict him of beyond a reasonable doubt.
Fine was fired over the allegations last month. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich finds out soon how much, if any, prison time he gets for fraud charges in Chicago.
Jessica Hubenick, a juror at the ex-Illinois governor's second trial, says he looks different this time around.
I'd say more somber, more serious, reserved.
Some tears from Rob Blagojevich's wife, Patty, as a letter from their teenage daughter was read in court Tuesday, saying she needs her dad to help her through school and heartache.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Bernie. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Bernie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State. Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gale of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR, and today is the Remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day. I do have a little bit of trivia to share with you. You know, without the help of Elvis Presley, the memorial still might just be a dream, and we're talking about the USS Arizona Memorial Building Fund. Elvis did a concert. Benefit concert at Pearl Harbor's Block Arena on March 25th, 1961, raising more than $60,000. So construction completed in 1980. So we thank those who remembered and put their whoever you are today in helping us to remember. And today there is an event that's happening. It's the Shasta County chapter of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. They're going to be gathering today on the steps of the Shasta County Courthouse to honor the 2,700 Americans who died and an additional 1,000 who were injured on this day in 1941. The Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony begins this morning at 9:50, and that's 1500 Court Street in downtown Reading.
Okay, our guest is Mayor Norma Comnick and Assistant City Manager Jeff Keiser, and we're talking about now the future of Anderson. What do you see? What do you see, Norma, coming up here this year? I mean, yeah, things have been tough. You see, let me start to see maybe a little brightness there.
Well, you know, the brightness is pretty much revenue driven. And the revenue, we're saying, you know, we're going to plan that it's not going to go up. And if it does, we're going to be, you know, it's going to be a great thing for us. But we have, even when Scott Morgan was here, we started adjusting 2 years ago for these kind of things. But, you know, and we've made some mistakes in the, you know, the vineyards. Last time I was here, someone asked about the vineyards. You know, did we make a mistake there? Yes, we did. Because we let them build houses without water. But, you know, it's going well now. We've got some new construction up there, and things are looking well. We do have some residential housing going on, which is, you know, there's not too much of that now, but we do have a couple of projects that are going on. Businesses are, you know, it's kind of tough, really, because you don't know what the future is, and so do you want to sink all your money into something and hope it works? Or some people, I think a lot of us are just waiting to see, you know, what's going to happen just before we start spending money and stuff. So,
yeah.
So it's business-wise, I wouldn't say that it's going to pick up a whole bunch, but you know, it's been a surprise because, you know, Walmart was supposed to put all these people out of business, and it didn't happen. In fact, our Ace Hardware built a new building right just about 3 or 4 blocks.
Oh, that is a beautiful building, too.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So
I have to share with you guys because I know that, you know, when you're doing public work and you're part of a community, it's a faith. You have faith. You wake up every day and say, this is going to be a great day. What can I do to make it a better place, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I get a quote every day from my good friend Barbara. And I rarely read them. I mean, I read them to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But today I want to read this on the air because I think it's really apropos with what we're all talking about here. And this is from Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Oh.
He said, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on.
That's a good advice.
Is that good? That's great. Well, one of the other things that we talked about before we took a break is that we definitely want to hear about the Veteran Walk of Honor. That is what is going on December 18th. Could you share with us what's going on?
Jeff's going to do that.
So for the last year, we've been working on the Veterans Walk of Honor. The Anderson Veterans Walk of Honor is a nonprofit group that has collaborated with the city in building this memorial. It's located on East Center Street, which is in our original downtown, part of which we've been working with redevelopment projects, redoing that part of town, and it's looking fantastic. But the actual Veterans Walk of Honor is a fantastic thing we've been working on. The nonprofit has done a beautiful design. There's a huge partnership between them, a local designer, Michael Lander, put it together. I really have to point out the great work of Ray Tony and Associates. They were one of the prime contractors. Just a lot of local support and local great work. And kind of there's a couple features here that are really going to stand out. There's actually a wall of honor where there are names of people who have served, their name and the dates of service. I think you'll find that very moving. It's going to be a very beautiful feature and very touching. There are also each conflict that has occurred is represented in the Walk of Honor, all done in concrete, structural concrete. It's going to be lit at night. And then the other feature on the north side is there is a structural retaining wall that's actually done in an American flag. It's a little over 70 feet long, 20 feet high, all constructed locally. And I just can't say enough good things. We're currently finishing the project. The Perry Company is finishing the project up this week, and we are preparing for Sunday, December 18th at 3 o'clock. We'll be the ribbon cutting. We encourage people to come out. East Center Street will be closed. There'll be a big tent set up with chairs. The nonprofit is planning a whole little ceremony there, and we look for it to be a fantastic time and a place that people and veterans can really come and enjoy.
And you can still buy a brick, right, with a veteran's name on it.
A plaque for the wall. That's correct.
A plaque for a wall. Okay, and that's and that honors the veteran, but it also helps to complete the wall.
This started as a dream from our council member James Yarborough, and this property belonged to the city, and it's a, my opinion, it was kind of a goofy lot there. It's not just like a rectangle lot. It's got problems, and so we donated the property for that. And then the other, he's raised money for, just donations and things to help pay for it.
I know that Wind River has helped with this.
Yes.
And along with, gosh, countless other people.
Well, then last night we had George Winship from the Record Searchlight and Anderson Valley Post, and they gave him $5,000.
Oh, wonderful.
It was at the council meeting last night, so.
You mean from the
Scripps, from Scripps.
From Scripps,
yes.
$5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful.
So it's a project.
Shout out then to Scripps instead of us smacking them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a great thing they just did.
It's been a
We went to the awards dinner last year of all the people that Wind River. I mean, they're so generous to the community, and they choose one person that gets their big grant for the year, and that was the Veterans Walk of Honor. And the gentleman, I think, who designed it or...
No, the guy...
Councilmember James Yarborough.
Yeah, James Yarborough was there to accept the
check. Spearheaded it.
But there's no place around that I know of more than Shasta County that honors their veterans. Several years ago, when you come into Shasta County, you'll see we put up signs, and I helped put up some of those signs. We put it as Shasta County where we honor our veterans. There's one at Cottonwood Bridge. There's one as you come in from Lassen County.
Well, Carl, I think you experienced that when you came back. I said, when you come back from Iraq, which was in 2008, you need to come up to the North State. I think people will you're going to find that there's a lot of veterans here, and people are very understanding and loving towards the veterans here. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carla Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460.
Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking about you.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year.
The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The red tag, that symbol of the greatest savings at merchants everywhere, has come to Kubler's Furniture. As announced by that ad in yesterday's paper, they'll open their doors at 12 noon today on Kubler's Big Red Riot. And you can shop for special hours until 9 tonight. Sensational red tag reductions are clearly marked in every department of the store. Save on famous Ashley, Lane, Broyhill, Simmons, including Beautyrest, Aspen, Tempur-Pedic. The names go on at Kubler's Furniture. And today, from noon till 9, during the Big Red Riot, you can buy with no down payment and no interest until January 2016 with your purchase of $1,500 or more and minimum monthly payments. Ask for details at the sale or use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Plus, delivery and setup are free locally. It's a savings spectacular you don't want to miss. And it's today for special hours from 12 noon until 9 tonight. The Big Red Riot at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:46 in the morning. Gosh, we're really running behind schedule today on everything somehow. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, best coffee served at the best prices. It has discounts for veterans. They've got special coffees.
Jingle Crunch.
Special coffees for the for the holiday season. The baristas there will teach you how to even use all the coffee making appliances they have. Buy one of those. You want that cold pressed toddy. You have the finest walk-in humidor there for cigars for Christmas and for your for people that appreciate a fine cigar. Everything. Joe and Shelley been in the business there for over 30 years and have supported our community in so many ways.
Buy local, stay local, shop local.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Mayor Norm Comnick, and Assistant City Manager Jeff Keezer. And, okay, we were talking about the Walk of Honor and then a little bit about IGO, but we've just got a few minutes left. Do you have any big push for next year coming in that you can see as this is something that when we took the tour, what you all are doing is just fantastic. First of all, the way you have running everything. We looked at, the facilities you had, how you share them, how people, you don't buy new trucks you literally buy used stuff and it works fine.
Except for the police department. We buy new vehicles for them.
Right. But, for everybody else, a truck that you buy with 20,000 miles on it saves you a ton of money, saves the taxpayers a ton of money.
Not only that, but Jeff comes to work in his car.
Well, some people go, oh, well, but a lot of places they don't. And that's probably, a $30,000 a year thing, a car? I mean, if you count the cost of it, and I mean, maybe not that much, maybe $12,000 a year, if cars provided.
But the gas and the upkeep and stuff on it. So, but our employees drive the city vehicles when they're on duty. We have Jeff, you know what? We have somebody that's on call like weekends or nights.
Yeah, we have duty people that would take a vehicle home so they can respond appropriately to an emergency. But that's kind of some of the great things about Anderson. I think we're very cognizant of the taxpayers' money. We were down at the auction in Sacramento yesterday, for example, looking at a replacement pickup. We have the ability to go to government surplus auctions. And
how fun.
And
you pick up a Humvee. An armored Humvee.
No, there was an F-16.
Really?
And I don't know who buys that and what they do with that. But you know, for example, we
know somebody who would buy that.
For example, we can pick up a half-ton pickup for half the cost, and it's got 20,000 miles on it and serves us very well. And so those are the kind of decisions we look at making. You know, you talked about other things, what's coming up in Anderson. Something we don't talk a lot about but is very active and growing is disc golf. And we partner a lot with clubs and other people out there, and they're out there expanding their disc golf course right now. They've had a pro-level person come in and walk through with them, and they intend to hold, you know, big-time professional-level disc golf tournaments. But for the general public, it's free to go out there, play disc golf, play 9 rounds, and it's a very popular activity down at the park. And those are some of the great things going on, and we're very fortunate for the partnerships with the community and those groups that come out and want to work with us. We couldn't survive without them.
Don't forget our airport.
Oh, hey, and that is a neat thing, and I don't think it's overly advertised. We have an RC airport, and they come out and fly model airplanes. And technology has brought these airplanes along. It's just fascinating. They're made out of foam. They're powered. They're battery powered. They're not the noisy gas engine anymore. And there is a group of people out there, and they fly these airplanes, and they're fantastic to watch. You can go out there in the afternoon. It's a big family event. You see, you know, parents with kids and grandparents with kids, and they've came out. We've had the airport there for a long time, but they've come back, done a ton of improvements, and just a great partner for our community down there.
Well, that's great. You know, is the any type of equestrian center ever you think ever make it? I mean, there's a lot of bucks in that, and I know that that the county and the city was trying to of Reading was trying to do it, and it failed. I mean, every equestrian center I've seen has made money, but is this something that could be handled down in Anderson, you think? Or just something, I just threw the idea out.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Anderson River Park's a big equestrian area now. You know, part of that 400 acres is undeveloped. There's access from several points right now for that kind of thing. We would love somebody to come into the city, and we would certainly entertain those ideas. I think we certainly have opportunity for that, and maybe it's a partnership between the city and county. But I have horses myself, so... you bet we'd look at something like that.
I just think is that it's time that
beautiful
if, you know, there is money out there, and it's time to, you know, thinking out of the box and thinking about, you know, where is money. And, you know, people have horses. They love to travel. They love to do things with them. And, I mean, it's something that's built where you could actually have a three-day event. And you've got plenty of room out there, like you said already. Anyway, just a thought. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Mayor Norma Komnik, and... who is, of course, from Anderson, and Jeff Keiser, the assistant city manager. Tomorrow we have Reading Police Chief on his regular appearances here. Rob Pelletti will be on, plus a couple other people that
we have to call him Chief, you know.
Yeah, we do. We call him Chief.
Just proper.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Here, KCNR 1460.
There's a new cube in town, and it's at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Are you ready to drive off in a brand new 2011 Nissan Cube? Come down to Wind River Casino and play the Cubalicious Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Nissan Cube. Over $70,000 in prizes up for grabs, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double entry bonuses.
Win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, December 29th, where you can drive off in your very own 2011 Nissan Cube. For more information on Wind River's Cubalicious Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin Lindabaugh, 8:55 in the morning, December the 7th. Let me remind everybody one more time, there's going to be a ceremony at 9:50 at the courthouse to remember the events of December 7th. And the Pearl Harbor survivors will be there. There's four of those brave men left that can attend this every year. Less, we lost three last year. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on that, off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Walk in there, great conversation, and like I said, great haircuts. What can I say? DC and Tim.
All right, so we've been talking all this last hour with our Anderson City Council and Mayor and our Assistant Manager. And before we go, we have to make sure that we let our listeners know this is something really awesome. This is what you guys are doing in to help in development with businesses and bring in traffic and keep that whole business thing going. Share with our listeners, we didn't know this.
I think it's important as a city we need to be proactive, and how can we help our local business partners? And one of the things we're doing, and everybody knows city collects impact fees for this and that. Well, we collect a traffic impact fee, and one's been established in the Deschutes area around the outlets for a long time. The particular interchange at I-5 and Deschutes is not complete. It has a southbound off and a northbound on. So we're going to be adding a northbound off-ramp to I-5. So we're working with Caltrans. We're the lead agency. It's a locally funded project. We're about 65% through design right now. We hope to be ready with construction documents this spring. We don't have funds for construction, and so we're working with Caltrans and the different grant programs that are out there to get our project shovel-ready so we can compete for the different funding that comes around in California. But these are examples of what Anderson's doing to help prepare itself and help give its business owners and landowners opportunity. And I think that's one of the great things we do in Anderson. We very much value our business partners, and we want to see them succeed. So,
and the RTPA.
RTPA, yes. We need to give a shout-out to them. The local RTPA has been a fantastic partner in this endeavor, and we couldn't have got there without them.
You know, y'all are very very aggressive when it goes out. I mean that in the right sense about trying to get things into Anderson. Successful in many ways and not so successful as you've just said, because not anything, it's not because you haven't been trying or giving it your best shot or offering the very best. You have the economy the way it is, that hopefully that people will finally get together. You know, I mean, we're looking from the national level all the way down, but you know, they're having, you know, job conferences to say, you know, what's, look at the impact of what's happening from Sacramento on the North State, you know, so you know, it's sometimes they forget that what we're doing is, what we have up here is completely different than what they have in Southern California.
And my job is to do the best I can for Anderson.
There you go.
And I look out for him.
And that's what you are elected to do. And if you didn't do that, you would not be doing your job. And you should be aggressive going out and finding these businesses, as you all have been. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a pleasure having you all on.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, you know, Anderson is a vibrant community. And it's got so much going for it, and we've been really happy that we've had Mayor Komnik and the Assistant City Manager here with us today. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah, we got 1 minute left. We plans for Christmas? Anything special besides baking cookies?
I'm a baker.
That's it. And by the way, we did get a bag full of cookies and lemons today, Meyer's lemons.
Meyer lemons, that's right. You know, in the chat room, they were talking about beets. I love beets if they're cooked just right. So let's just share recipes.
And then tomorrow is the Chat Pack Breakfast, and, of course, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti on his first appearance. Well, not his first appearance, but his first regularly scheduled appearance. This will happen every month. We've got a number of different things going on, too, tomorrow with what's going on with the holidays. So,
is your chat room breakfast open to everybody? Or
absolutely. We'd love to have you.
10 o'clock tomorrow at Country Kitchen. We get together, and we just sit down and talk and just enjoy each other's company. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Butcher you.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.